Reader's Digest asked readers to send in funny stories about their dads. On a brutally hot day, I walked past a miniature golf tournament and saw a dad following three small children from hole to hole. "Who's winning?" I shouted. "I am," said one. "No, I am," said the second one. Then the third one chimed in. "No, I'm beating you all." And then a dad, looking very frustrated and hot, says, "His mother's winning." When my dad ran out of gas, he called mom to pick him up in the car. They went to a gas station, filled a can, and returned to his car. After a few minutes, he got into her car again. "We need to go back to the gas station," he said. "1 gallon wasn't enough?" mom asked. "It would have been if I'd put the gas in the right car." Dad is old school. He keeps all his money in the underwear drawer. One day I bought him a personal safe in the shape of a paint can with a false bottom. Dear, I think that's a pretty good idea. So he can keep his money in the workshop instead. Later, I discovered that there was still a problem. Mom asked if he was using it. "Oh yes, he put his money in the same day. No burglar would think to look on the work shelf," I said. "They won't have to," Mom said. "He put the safe in the underwear drawer." On a historical note, we celebrate Father's Day because of a loving daughter, a preacher, a Civil War veteran, and a president. Sonora Dodd, who lived from 1882 to 1978, from Spokane, Washington, first suggested a Father's Day in 1909, after listening to a Mother's Day sermon. She hoped to establish a day to simply honor her father, William Smart, who was a widowed Civil War veteran with 6 children and a farm. Finally, in 1972, President Nixon signed the holiday into law. Because of the great wickedness of humanity, God resolved to destroy all human beings except for righteous Noah and his family. God instructed Noah to make an ark of cypress wood. He told Noah to take his family and 7 pairs of every clean animal and also 2 pairs of every unclean animal, all species of animals, birds, and creeping things, along with provisions for the flood. You can read about this in Genesis chapter 6 and 7. The rains lasted 40 days and nights and covered all the high mountain. Hebrews 11:7. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Isn't that a great definition of faith? Things not yet seen, he believed in and acted upon. What can we learn from Noah? Christian fathers and all men in general are to be men of character. Noah is an excellent father described in the Bible. He's famous for building the ark and believing in God when everyone else around him called him crazy. Imagine if one of your neighbors ignored the building codes and ignored all the regulations and built a massive boat on their property. He was listening to the Lord's warning. Noah's being called a righteous and a blameless man. He walked daily with the Lord. He's righteous and upright and blameless in comparison to the people of his time. This is how those words were normally used in the Old Testament. They were generally speaking of his goodness. But of course, God is the only one who's absolutely good, absolutely just, and absolutely righteous. But his heart was in the right place. You can read in Genesis chapter 9 how Noah's drunkenness caused serious problems for his family. Noah, like the rest of humanity, was not perfect and did not live a perfect life. Only Jesus, fully man and fully God, ever lived a perfect life. And because of him, we have grace, mercy, love, and faith. Only Noah in Scripture is described using both of these terms, though Job was blameless and upright. Here the terms serve to distinguish Noah as undeserving of the destruction of the flood. 1 Chronicles 29:17. I know, my God, that you will examine hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God rejoices when we act according to His way, according to what we see in the life of Jesus, according to the teachings we find in Scripture. He also set a good example for His children. Noah didn't care that the world was against him. He had faith. When we have faith, no matter what is against us, the Lord is with us. He believed in God's word and raised his children to believe the same. He spent the years before the flood in active obedience. He did not just sit on the pew. He served the Lord, even when God's call to him was a radical one. He not only believed God would send the flood, he obeyed what God told him to do in preparation for it. No matter how popular evil behavior and evil beliefs become, we should be faithful and steadfast. Our family members are observing our actions. Jaxie and Jackson and everyone else is observing our actions. Would they describe us as righteous and faithful? Fathers have a vital role in families today. Approximately 52% of fathers say that they're the primary grocery store shopper in the family, an increase of 10% from 1995. Additionally, 11% of moms research the products they buy, compared to 24% of dads. The amount of time, this is one statistic I'd never heard before, the amount of time U.S. fathers spend with their children has tripled since 1965, spending three times more with their children than previous generations. The number of stay-at-home dads has nearly doubled since 1989. Children in homes without fathers are almost four times more likely to be poor. Children in fatherless homes are also more likely to marry with less than a high school degree and to become teen parents. Godly fathers and grandfathers protect their loved ones. Genesis 7:1. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your family, because I have found you righteous in this generation." Noah's righteous living and his relationship with God shielded his loved ones. There's so much to be said for a praying grandparent, a praying parent in this day and age. When Noah's warning of a flood proved true, Noah saved his children from certain death and became the father of the new world. Abraham, his name means father of the nations, but so is Noah.